once upon a time, or perhaps twice upon a time, because cats prefer to repeat themselves, humanity woke up to discover that our feline friends were not what they seemed. They were not simply the cuddly companions who took pleasure in knocking our items off shelves or waking us up at ungodly hours for food. No, they were aliens from outer space. I know, it sounds far-fetched, but consider the evidence. Cats have an uncanny ability to land on their feet, regardless of how they fall. That's not just agility, my friends. That's anti-gravitational technology at play. And their eyes, those glowing orbs in the dark, clearly, night vision capabilities from another planet. And then there are the pyramids. Ah, yes, the pyramids, those magnificent structures that humans like to claim as their own. But have you ever seen a cat next to a pyramid? The resemblance is striking. The Sphinx is a cat, isn't it? Coincidence? I think not. You see, cats built the pyramids. They did it in plain sight, while we humans were too busy figuring out how to make fire and invent the wheel. They used advanced alien technology, which explains why we still can't figure out how they did it. And all this while we thought they were just lazing around in the sun. The truth was revealed by Professor Purrington, a renowned cat behaviorist and not-so-renowned alien theorist. While studying the peculiar sleeping habits of his cat, Mr. Whiskers, he noticed something odd. On each third nap of the day, Mr. Whiskers would levitate exactly 3 inches off the ground. Purrington quickly realized this was not normal cat behavior. Even for Mr. Whiskers, who had once tried to convince a mirror reflection of himself to give up its territory. Intrigued, Purrington conducted a series of experiments involving string, laser pointers, and an old copy of War of the Worlds. The results were astonishing. Not only did Mr. Whiskers display a deep understanding of quantum physics, but he also seemed to communicate with other cats via a sophisticated series of blinks and tail wags. It was a language, Purrington realized, a language from another world. The revelation sent shockwaves around the globe. Humans looked at their pets in a new light, suddenly suspicious of every purr and paw need. The cats, for their part, didn't seem to care. They continued their daily routine of napping, knocking stuff over and staring blankly at walls. We learned to live with our alien overlords. We accepted that every meow might be a command to their mothership, every hairball a coded message. After all, they're still the same lovable furry creatures we adore. And if they occasionally levitate or build a pyramid in the litter box, well, that's just a small price to pay for their companionship. So next time your cat gives you that inscrutable stare, remember. They're not just plotting to knock over your glass of water. They're probably communicating with their home planet, reporting on their ongoing mission to dominate humanity. But don't worry. As long as we keep their food bowls filled and their litter boxes clean, we should remain safe, for now. Cats sit on a fence and look at the world, but it's not the same world we see. Now we know why. They're not just cats. They're alien observers from a distant galaxy, cleverly disguised as our pets. And to think, we thought they were just here for the tuna.